You have no fucking game whatsoever. Makes change.
I don't have a rap voice. That's the whole problem. Once you have a rap voice, bruh, well, that puts you...
Prove it, fool. Say something.
That's what I'm saying. I don't have a rap voice. You have to have a certain tone in your voice, correct?
Like Gabriel?
Stupid. Nah, he, I didn't even... like, yeah. He could rap, but he can't... He wouldn't make it, he wouldn't be a hit. You know what I mean?
Damn, you're a dick, fool. How you didn't fucking put him down like that?
He wouldn't. Look at
him. He has dreams, fool.
7, 1, 2, 5. Are we doing this right?
Hell no, this guy
was
funny. Erase it.
You're an asshole. Give him a bad rapper.
No, you're I said he can rap. He's just not going to be a star.
Because of his head?
Need some attention.
Look at Lil Wayne. Look at Lil Wayne. He's ugly as fuck. Little.
I didn't say how. I didn't say anything about his looks.
I thought you were about to compliment his looks right now. Nah. He's a handsome guy.
You just weirdo. Don't think he can rap?
No, he can rap, but he doesn't. There's a tone that makes people want to listen to you when you rap, like Kendrick, like D-Smoke, because of their tone, right?
I wish I could go back to him saying, oh, that was dope. That was badass.
Wait.
When he fucking rapped that day.
That was. But I'm saying he's not going to be a star.
Why
what
not,
I'm talking
fool?
About is being something big.
We believe in you, Gabe. Like those fucking haters.
He's at home crying right now.
No. You do you. Smoking, you do you, Pony Boy.
Smoking Scott's band still.
He probably is. Yeah. He never returned that shit. Speaking about rappers, he's not really a rapper. He's a singer. Singer-rapper. Your boy, Chris Brown.
Brown.
There's God never damn. A podcast where he doesn't fumble his words.
Well, leave me alone, fuck. Let me live my life. I know it's old news, but why didn't you go to the fucking yard sale, fool? Fake-ass fan.
Because I'm not going to be busting my ass to stand on line. They probably had a line.
Well, like, what happened?
That shit was probably nuts. I guess they had a... He shot his address out there and just got rid of a whole bunch of shit. But
yeah, he had a yard sale and people fucking lined up for miles and shit.
Well, yeah, that's some people crazy. Have
to
fucking
to the other
work.
Side of the Mississippi.
But shit like that's not what I'm going to. Whoa, I'm going to wear Chris Brown's shirt.
Fool, the you fuck? Would do some shit like that, though. You're obsessed with Chris Brown.
So?
Speaking about shirts, fucking that trailer we were just watching for Dead Presidents, like the old movie. Like the way they dressed back then, that's just trippy. I wonder when it started to fade.
I feel like that's coming back though.
Tight ass bell bottoms.
Oh, bell bottoms.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. That was like the 70s.
But I'm starting to see people wear like tuck in their shirts and all that shit, like, and wear tight pants. Like,
yeah, folks, you have to do that at work.
No, with like a regular white shirt, tuck it in, and you're. Pants and stuff like that. Pants are a little high waters.
Yeah, those are white people.
Like it's coming back.
No, I mean, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like, it could look fresh. It could look dope. But I'm saying back then, everybody dressed like that. Like it was fucking bell bottoms and tucked in shirt and a fucking silky ass, bright, tight ass shirt to the bottom.
Bring it back. You don't have enough confidence to bring it back.
I wouldn't do it regardless.
I think it's all about confidence, how you wear something. I don't care what the fuck it is.
You should do it then.
I'll do it. But we'll go to the fucking the thrift store and we'll buy the craziest outfit and I'll rock it. I bet you I'll fucking kill the game. I'll let you guys pick out one outfit for me to wear at Coachella.
The fucking lies this guy tells on the podcast, yeah. Huh? And then saying that he's confident, too.
I know, you cut your
he's
hair.
The most insecure guy here, it seems like. You start to learn that if you listen to the podcast.
I'm not insecure. I'm secure.
Then why'd you cut your hair, then?
Because I hate doing it. My hair now, I can just wake
worse.
Up.
That shit looks fucking...
Your face looks
it
worse.
It looks like the Wayans brothers or some shit.
Fucking Paul Bart, Blart or whatever his name is.
You can see your hairline now.
I have a big forehead. It's all good. Like, I'm past all that shit.
Fucking national security over
say
here.
Whatever you want. She ain't even a flat top, bro.
You look like fucking Jim Carrey and me, myself, and Irene.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Wow, we've already went over this. You've used the same shit. Fuck. Go back to the other podcast.
Fucking schizo.
Using his old fucking material and shit.
It's all right, bro. I haven't come up with my hour yet, so I have to keep saying it. I have to keep saying it, bro, if I can be better. What the fuck? Support me in my dreams, you asshole. Fuck, fool.
We should go do karaoke, though.
The fuck?
Support all our dreams. We could become a man band.
A man band?
I'm super down.
And buy bell bottoms.
Instead of a boy band, a man band.
We should all go to the thrift store and we should pick out one Coachella outfit for each other. That'd be hilarious. What
the
fuck
at the thrift store?
We're not going to find shit at the thrift store.
You might. You could.
Maybe some shoes.
No, you'll be able to find some shit. That should be hilarious, though. Guess not.
Oh, no.
Fuck
no.
Yeah.
I don't know, fool.
What were you doing yesterday, Eric?
What was I doing yesterday? I was working yesterday.
Last night.
Yeah, last night, like, fucking... Well, you woke up late as fuck.
Why do you still sleep like a like a fucking teenager?
Because I never fucking get to sleep, fool. Fuck. So when I do get to sleep, I sleep.
Why don't you get to sleep?
He hibernates, fool. Fuck. So I'm always busy. I always got to fucking drive out here to this goddamn podcast with you guys.
You drive out here regardless.
Exactly. That's, I'm fucking busy. I got shit to do.
What time do you go to sleep on a regular Tuesday night?
Midnight.
Why? That's your fault, though.
Hmm?
What time do you get off work?
Fucking 5, 6, depending on the day.
So why are you going to bed at midnight?
Why not?
But okay, so what I'm saying is it's your fault that you don't get sleep.
I have sleeping problems. If I go to sleep early...
Oh, you have sleeping problems.
Yeah, if I go to sleep early, I'm going to wake up in like 2 hours and just be awake all night. That's even worse.
Why you gotta make me feel bad, shit?
Don't make it about you. Don't make my sleep problems about you, yeah, bro.
I know, dude. I thought you were trying to fucking counsel him right now and shit.
Because the last time when we tried to get deep with someone, they fucking flipped the fuck out.
Well, ooh.
Can't talk about feelings here.
Oh, Mac?
Yeah, I got fucking... I got sleep apnea. I got insomnia. I fucking everything else. So, yeah, it's hard to sleep.
Only smoke marijuana.
That doesn't put me to sleep.
No?
No. It helps me meditate. I've done that. No, I'm not going to fucking do that. That shit's really hard on your liver.
You go to Eric's room.
This is hard on our liver.
Yeah. So I'm not going to combine those two. That's going to fucking kill me.
By this, he means drinks.
You're right.
We're drinking.
But yeah. Man, drinking does help.
He looked at his beard. Like, I am drinking. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Shit. Oh, fuck.
So fucking... I've been watching this documentary on gangs, and I was watching, like, it's super old, but it was talking about, like, gangs in L.A., the Black Panthers, like, biker gangs. It's a fucking trip, like, how the Black Panthers started to kind of, like, make noise, like, when they first started. They walked into, like, a courtroom with all loaded guns, and they surrounded the courtroom inside, and then they just left. But it's, like, you can never get away with that nowadays.
Yeah,
it's fucking crazy. But I don't know. It's a trip how like things are so different now compared back then.
And a lot of those gangs started off as like just a group of friends, or they were trying to prove like it was like a peace thing, and then it turned into what it is now.
Yeah, that
bunch of crazy shit.
The Black Panther one was obviously a peace thing at first, and then it then became a little more militant, and it would go back and forth. Mm-hmm. It was fucking crazy. And then they were talking about like gangs in L.A. But it's crazy when you watch it, because there's this Mexican kid. He was probably like 16 years old, and he's already been shot at and claims to have shot people. And his dad was a shot caller in the neighborhood, but his dad got deported. And it's freaking crazy because you see how like just they're just not educated, and it's just their environment. And then even like the way they fight or the way they act and everything, it's like you're just kind of stuck in that bubble, and it's kind of fucked up.
Well, he also was, like you said, his dad was a shot caller. He probably grew up in that shit, too. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying, probably, his environment.
Could probably be educated, too, but at the same time, you're just stuck. Like, that's your life.
Like one of the things that, like, made me think, like, fuck, that sucks, is he was saying that, like they were saying, like, oh, what are some of your dreams? And he was like, oh, you know, I think it would be cool to, like, live in Palmdale. Like, when I visit my cousins there, it's just nice there. It's like, this is probably just a regular-ass neighborhood. But he's just saying, like, I don't have to look over my shoulders. It's like, that sucks so bad that he has to be at home and always be, like, worried about either getting shot or getting into some shit. Like,
well, that's kind of like you going to Glendale. Like, you couldn't believe how it was out
there. That's fucking ridiculous.
Well,
it's too clean. It's too, yeah, everyone's too nice.
Because out here, you're used to just looking over your shoulder. Just, like, just being wary of your surroundings. Out there, no one's like that. So when you walk around, you, like... And you seem like a little bit tough. Like everyone just kind of moves out your way because they don't understand why you're
acting that way.
Yeah, like why you look so aggro a little bit. Like,
which is a trip too, because it's so close to L.A.
Yeah,
you would think it's kind of like, you know,
there's people like that out there or whatever, but
yeah.
Well, it's just money. Money separates shit.
Yeah. I feel way more like scared something's gonna happen to me in those places because you feel out of way too out of place. Yeah. That shit's like in Glendale or what you're describing, I'd feel way more feel out of place right there in that situation.
I mean, you get used to it. You just have to like realize like fucking it's not the type of place where you have to worry about that shit.
Yeah. Were you with me when that fight almost broke out?
When they were talking shit about football and the guy that went to UCLA.
Yeah.
He was saying a bunch of racist shit.
Yeah, fight almost broke out in air quotes. Like, there was no fight that was about to break. There was just a lot of shit
these
talking.
These guys were talking shit, and, like, this guy was saying some racist-ass shit. Like without staring at the guy. He'll say it, but looking at the TV. Oh, you fucking redneck. Oh, dude, you suck. Yeah. Oh, you're not, like, talking shit. And this is, like, some dorky-ass fucking dude that went to UCLA, but, like, he would have got his ass beat by any of those guys. And it was only one dude that I think at the table, once it got serious, and that's when he finally left.
Yeah.
But I was like, it took so long that I couldn't believe it. I'm like, no one's fucking doing it. It got to the point where I wanted like to say something to him. Like, you fucking, you're a piece of shit, dude. Like, it was so bad. It's fucking, I don't know. It's crazy. Like, that's when one of the times I realized, like, damn, it's different.
I looked at you. I was like, nothing's going to happen. They're all bitches.
Some crazy shit just happened to me probably, I think, like 2 weeks ago. I went to El Pollo Loco. And I was inside buying my food, and there was a black kid in front of me. And there's two registers, and one of the girls was busy, and then some white lady was right there. And then she was like, oh, next. And the black dude was standing right fucking there, like, because he was next. He was standing right in front of her. And then she was like, next. I was like, fuck. So then the next thing opened the register, and then he just moved over, and I went to her, and she took my shit. I was like, that was the most racist shit I've ever seen in my life. Like,
I've seen
that was so blatant. Like,
yeah, no, I would have said something like, what the fuck?
It happened. I don't know if it's because I was with my buddy. It was at Lollapalooza. I was with my buddy Jay, and he's from the Virgin Islands. Like, he's black or whatever. And we were in line to get a drink, and then this dude was just the same thing. He was just like not saying next to him, and then he would call out like some random white dude. You know, it was like,
that shit's
and then
nuts.
some girl, like these people next to us, like, what the fuck? And some dude is like, he's like, I'm not on acid. You're on acid. Like, as a joke and shit. And they were all fucking pissed. And then I think the manager fucking talked to the guy and pulled them aside because they started to notice the crowd started getting mad. I remember that. I was like, damn, that's fucked up.
I've seen racist shit, but that was just the most blatant, like, fucking.
Well, I mean, that shit.
She didn't give a fuck. Pollo Loco, bitch. What do you expect? You're working at Pollo Loco. You're going to see ethnic kids all fucking day.
True.
Especially on Magnolia in La Sierra. That's the fuck crazy you expect?
Chicken. But maybe he couldn't.
Nah. I was standing right behind him. He was there before me. It was just so crazy.
Well, you should have said something, fool. Speak
up. Why didn't you just tap him and be like, yo, go?
No, he was at the register.
What the fuck?
You know there's a line?
Yeah.
There's two. He stepped up to her, and he's standing there. And she's like, next. And I was like, what the fuck is going on right now?
You should have started talking shit.
Yeah, I would have started talking shit like,
I know that kind of gives you, it makes you look bad too.
I don't know. I was trying to get my two BRC burritos with avocados. What the fuck? I ain't got time for
that's the revolution and shit.
You ain't got time for the revolution.
Shit, I only got an hour lunch. It takes me 30 minutes to get there and come back. 30 minutes left.
Lunch breaks aren't enough time for revolution.
Damn.
Lunch comes true.
But fucking going back to like looking over your shoulder or just like being alert. I remember I experienced that in Toronto. I was just hanging out with some random people, and then they thought I was crazy because we're in downtown. And I'm thinking like you got to be like on your fucking. You just got to be alert.
P's and Q's.
Yeah, P's and Q's. That's what I was looking for. And like they're just like, nah, dude, you don't have to worry about that shit here. No one has guns. There's nothing ever happens. You know, if something does happen, like. A knife's the worst thing you ever worry about, but like the crime rate is so low that like no one thinks that way. And it was so clean and nice out there, so fucking trippy. Like I felt like fucking I was bringing this bad energy there just because I was just like kind of just like, I mean, we're getting stoned right by the Toronto sign. And then we're just chilling. I'm just like, what the fuck? Like I have to be alert.
Like
I'm in the middle.
You couldn't relax.
I'm so far away from home. I'm in this other country. I'm just with these random people that were cool as fuck. They're like semi-pro soccer players. And then I was just like, what the fuck? Like, you have to be alert. But like, they're like, nah, dude, it's fucking Canada, bro. Like, yeah. He's like, I'm scared to go over there because you guys have shootings and people carry guns and there's so many guns. And like some guy was saying that he has to visit family in I think Texas, and he was like, I don't even want to go. Like, that's crazy. Like, they see us as such a like a crazy fucking country.
But that,
well, I guess some people
that feeling, can't speak for everyone. Always having to be aware, it kind of fucks you up sometimes too.
Well, that goes back to like, that
when you're out, because you're always, you don't really have a
that's how we
great time, because you're always
too.
Like, oh shit, what's, you start seeing little things, and then you just stuck on watching that because you're seeing if it's gonna build into something crazier, you know what I mean? And then like, when I go out, it's just like I'm always looking,
and
or
and also sometimes like you don't even realize it that you're scoping out and shit. It's just, you're just so used to it, like just like
yeah, it's just automatic.
Yeah, it's an automatic thing.
Just being aware. Tight.
Or even at the when you're driving through the ATM, and I'm fucking straight, always looking.
I never do that.
Fucking, no,
I don't do that. Yeah, I don't do that either.
Someone could run up on your shit. That's funny. That, someone could. That's like the perfect spot to fucking run up on somebody.
And if it does happen, they'll credit you back. It's like, it's not a big deal.
I'm not trying to get shot in the head for $20. Oh, fuck. Fuck.
You see, you take it to the next level. Fucking paranoid Martin. Nah.
Or even when I tell Melissa, don't fucking watch when you're with the kids, when you park. Try to park close or park by people so they can see you walk into your car, just in case someone tries to swoop up from behind you while you're putting the kids in their seats. Like, that shit's crazy, nigga. Chloroform you and shit, throw you in the van.
God damn.
Watch it way too many
movies. Fucking Steppy's gonna roll up in the van or what?
Does this rag smell like chloroform?
You're all laughing now until one of you big ass motherfuckers get chloroformed. Stupid. Then we have to go find you and shit.
No, not on your lunch break though. Not on your lunch break.
Not Monday through Friday.
But just looking,
Saturday.
Looking over your shoulder all the time. But someone told me that, made a good point. Like, we're kind of like war driven. Like, we're, that's how the United States was built. Like, just so war hungry and shit. We're like the modern day Romans.
Well, we're, you know, the strongest. We're the strongest.
Yeah. So that's what they put out there. Like, we're just like that. We're always like,
just fucking always aggro.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just part of it. I think it also depends on your environment.
So what do you think about, like I brought up earlier, a school that's close to us is Ramona, and a kid got arrested for making threats of shooting the teachers and
that's
shit like
that.
That's
the second time it's happened.
At Ramona?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, it just happened maybe last year sometime or earlier this year, because it must have been last year, because Tony's nephews go there. And then he was going to say for graduation, he was going to bring a gun or bomb something, like something ridiculous like that. But it was like a joke. And then they ended up fucking suspending or expelling the kid before graduation.
But, yeah. But it's happening more than it used to. Or do you think it's just now we hear it more? Because everyone always says, oh, no, it's just hear it more now.
I think it's happening more because the media fucking put so much light on it, so it gives kids these ideas.
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's on social media. It's on, you know, on TV, on the radio, everything. So
and
it's
then,
like,
and then also like, you know, you start to count, like, it's fucked up that I think this way. I start to count the deaths. Like, all this was not a big one. Like, you start to like put it in a pedestal. Like,
I did the same
it's
thing.
Not that serious. There's only two guys that died, three guys that died. It's fucked up. And then people start going for records. You know, like some of those dudes like really plan it out and try to go for something big. Like, that fucking guy that did the Vegas thing, he fucking plotted that shit out for fucking months. You know, and some of those people do.
It's always in nice areas, too. Notice that?
The LA one was like, what?
Santa Clarita? I've been out there. That was my friend's old high school.
As fuck. That's what I was saying the other day. I was like, fuck, I remember in high school, I knew people that had guns during school time and all that. And none of that shit ever happened.
Yeah, they never fucking shot up the school.
Yeah, they were.
Because they were looking over their old back. That's what it was.
Well,
they
shot someone, that's what I was saying.
They shot someone after school, probably.
Yeah, they have other things to worry about. We have, you know what I mean? In the, like, nicer areas, what the fuck? They don't got nothing to worry about. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
but no, it's just those, it's social media. It's bullying. It's you know, they could have mental disorders. They can fucking, that shit doesn't matter what the area.
I always wonder that, too. Like, I'm always like, damn, I wonder what this kid went through, like. Was he just like, no one gave him attention? Was he just like, does he have everything at his hands, you know, fingertips or whatever, at home and whatever, and no, just no one gives him love, or what's going on? Like, I always think about shit like that. Like, what drives you to that point?
One that was really messed up is, I don't remember if it was Florida or where it was exactly, but it was this kid that shot up a bunch of people. I want to say it was maybe Texas. Long story short, they showed a clip of his brother, which, which was adopted. It was a black dude, and the kid was white, and he was like, yo, man, like, what the hell? Like, why'd you do this? Like, why the fuck did you do this? You didn't have to do this shit. He hugs him and everything. He's like, I don't get it, blah, blah, blah. You fucked up. He's telling him you fucked up. And then you can, like, the dude, the kid that shot up all the people was trying to play this part of, yeah, fuck it, I did it. I'm tough. I'm evil. I'm this fucking crazy fuck. Yeah. And then you see the transition when the kid starts to realize,
like, oh, like, shit,
I fucked up. Yeah, and his brother was telling him, like, dude, like, this time you really fucked up. Like, you're done. Like, there's nothing you can do. Yeah. And then he starts breaking and crying and shit. I'm like, it's like, it's hard not to feel bad for the kid because he just, like, yeah, because he's fucking human. But also, you just killed a bunch of fucking kids. Like, yeah. Idiot. Like, that shit's fucking crazy. And that kid, they found him. They almost didn't catch him. He was just walking down the street, and they ended up finding him way later.
Oh, shit.
And where was that?
I forget. I think that was in Texas or Florida. I have to look it up. But
yeah, I thought about that shit, too, when the whole the Boston bomber, the marathon bomber thing. Remember when it was like, well, it was two brothers, right?
Yeah, it was two brothers.
So the older brother kind of convinced the younger brother to do it, to be part of it. And
that's fucked up.
Yeah, he was smart. He was, yeah, I think he was in college and all that. But yeah, he just kind of like idolized his older brother, and he put into his head, like, this is America. Like they're fucking putting all kinds of shit on us and making us seem like the evil people.
And the younger kid was like an American kid. Like, he liked the normal shit, like, you know, but his brother just mind fucked him and got him to do all that shit. I remember when that shit was going on, like, watching the news, like, when they ran over his brother and all that. Like, that shit was crazy, that manhunt. It lasted like a week. And they finally found him inside of a boat in the neighborhood,
yeah,
and shot him up. I always wonder, like, what happens to those people?
It was this kid. It was a Parkland, Florida shooting.
Oh, yeah, that was a big ass one.
Yeah.
That fool looks evil as shit.
Something had happened. I mean, I'm butchering the story, but I think like his dad recently passed away or something. Like there was some I think he was going home to home. Like, he was living with like a different family. Like, he just never had like a break in his life. Like, either someone died or something happened or blah blah blah. So I think he just fucking finally just went for it. But I don't know. Not to fucking make these guys look like the victim or anything, but. Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of the day, they're still fucked up.
You just never know. You just never know what the fuck's going on.
That's why Marion's scared at all times.
That's why I'm alive still.
Why?
Because I'm aware.
You know what you're not aware of? That haircut.
Yeah, dude. Fucking Boomhauer.
When are you going to TJ?
What? Dude, you keep saying that shit, but we never planned it.
I got my passport, baby.
Oh, do you?
Ben said that.
Did you get your real ID?
I got the whole thing. I got an ID. I got the fucking flip.
I need to get the real ID.
I gotta get my real ID.
I need to do it.
Me too.
I'm
gonna go Monday.
By July.
Wait,
right?
What do you mean real ID?
It's a new. It's a new ID. It's called real ID. Like, you need that.
California.
But you don't have to. You don't have to get it until your shit's gonna expire.
Your driver's license, right?
Mine's about to expire.
Oh, okay.
Does it act as your driver's license?
It acts as everything,
your passport, everything.
I need to get a new debit card.
Well, not your passport, just your passport to fly from the United States in the United States.
Yeah, within the United States.
It's just a flying.
And you still need your passport, which is dumb.
Well, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's still a different thing. I don't know.
But you can no longer fly fucking within the country with just your regular ID. Now you need that real ID, which is stupid. Yeah. They're just putting real ID over it.
I don't know. I feel like I think it's a completely different thing because I ordered my passport and I got the ID card that comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's the real ID. The real ID is it's a new driver's license.
Yeah, mine's about to expire, so I need to get that.
But what I was looking up, it said you don't need to get your real ID until your passport expires. Like, and I just got mine, so I don't need to.
It's the government, man.
Yeah. Just more fucking things
just
they can tax
to take
you
our
on.
Money, man. God damn
well, fuck
government.
Our phones. Everything I already know. It's just not like I'm a criminal or anything.
It says to make our identity documents more consistent and secure. All right.
Yeah. You guys can hack my shit and get $40. Don't matter.
Stupid. You can take those $40.
You can have that 40, 40, 40, 50.
40, 50.
Wait, ESPN's coming out tomorrow or Monday, so $4.99. I'm not good at math, but $35.
Fuck. Just subtract $5.
I know, that's close enough. Yeah,
I said $35. I came to a conclusion.
Fucking guy.
Bruh. So yesterday I went to the mall and Doc Martens are $150.
They're expensive as shit.
Fuck. Were they that? I had Doc Martens when I was young. I don't remember. Well, I didn't pay for them, but I don't remember them being like that much.
I never even looked into them.
It's nuts, bruh. Well, yeah, you're
I remember them being expensive, but not that much.
Yeah, they've always been like that.
Yeah?
Have they?
Like over 100?
Yep.
Well, I mean, it's because of straight leather and shit, right?
Yeah.
I guess he lasts forever or something like that.
Those and Red Wings.
Oh, okay.
So we all going to go get some Doc Martens or what?
Let's do it.
Hell yeah, I want some.
Remember the UGG craze when we were in high school?
No.
No?
Did you want UGGs?
No.
How many UGGs did you have?
All the UGGs were sold out everywhere we went.
Yeah, every girl was wearing UGGs. Those shits look so fucking stupid. Once they start to get dirty and like the bag goes out, like you have a flat tire, and girls would still rock them. Like, what the fuck?
They even made UGGs for guys too.
Yeah, Tom Brady wore UGGs.
Little Wayne
wears
too.
UGGs or some shit.
I got the Vans ones that look like that, but I wore them around the house. Like they're house slippers. They just had Vans bottoms like the honeycomb shit.
Yeah.
I want some slippers though.
I need to find them. I fucking lost one. I had the Cholo ones, like you know the regular black slip on ones. Those things are comfortable as fuck. But I think I'm just gonna go look for some moccasins. Fucking, cause this is the time.
It's the time.
Yeah, it's just out.
When your toes get cold.
Yeah.
I just want some sliders. So I'm lazy like as slides. Fuck lately. I just want to put them on real quick and just dip out.
I got my first slides the other day. I fucking like Elsinore. $15 Vans? Nikes.
I'm thinking I'm gonna get some Van ones.
Fool, you're rich, huh?
No, what the fuck? Nike is way more than.
It was
Van.
$15.
You went to the outlet?
Yep, they were on sale.
I want to go to. Yeah, let's go to the outlet. Cause I want to go to the Vans right there. I always found some clean ass.
I
want to
go
like,
back
to
so
want to
buy
there.
Another sweater.
I need a hoodie too.
Let's go now. All right, well, we're out of here. So I'm just
kidding. That'd be hilarious.
That's the podcast. We're going to go buy some shoes and clothes.
Shopping for Christmas is around the corner. Fuck, I don't want to go fucking shopping for Christmas.
Everything's. I'm not doing.
I'm
anything
not shopping.
Online,
for
Tony was doing that shit today.
I'm gonna buy everyone fucking a piece of candy.
Do it. I haven't bought people presents for years.
It's too much pressure, right?
I'm the only one that I think likes doing that shit.
I don't.
The like shopping for people?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
We buy for
cool.
The
like you fucking get them a gift and they're like, oh, this is cool. Like,
we pay for the kids, but once they're adult, like after.
Good luck with 16. My family, dude. You fucking don't get someone anything. It's like. Like you look like a piece of shit because everyone gets something for someone.
Mm-mm.
Like it's not just the kids anymore.
We just do the kids.
I'm more that person. Like throughout the year, if I see something that I think about you, I'll get it and like I'll fucking hand it to you.
What'd you get me?
Like I haven't fucking thought about you out of nowhere.
He thought about me. He brought me a gift today. He thinks about me more than you.
I did that a couple times.
I get what
no,
you're
that
saying,
was, that
I
was
thought
a,
about
that
him
was
and
a,
gave
that
him
was
pants.
A beer to be, yeah,
and shoes. A gift's a gift, bro. You can say fucking put a mount on it.
So James, if you're listening, you better buy me something, son of a bitch.
Yo, what's
I
going on
pants.
With it? Are we allowed to talk about his sitch?
What
situation?
We're allowed to talk whatever.
Didn't
we want.
That show? Isn't the show? Did she already come?
Ooh,
down
next month.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, it's next month.
Call him up.
Thanksgiving's next week.
What am I speaking?
Thanksgiving's next week.
He's probably still asleep.
Yeah, probably. No, real talk. He probably is.
He's at the gym, bro. He's trying to get some.
Imagine. He's on this crazy weight, like, cutting system. Like, he actually cuts like a UFC fighter. Gets all fit.
He's the type of person that he's going to work out the week before something's supposed to pop off.
Just to feel a little stiff.
Like it's
James.
No!
Oh,
damn. What's going on?
She's here?
What the?
James, what are you doing, James?
I just got some pizza from First Class.
Wait, who's he with?
Who are you with?
These kids, fool.
A child.
Oh, because you're live on the podcast right now. Say hi to the world.
Well, just ask him.
Hello, world.
Hey, so Martin is curious.
No, what the fuck?
And group is. He's at the group. He wants to know what's up with the shorty, he said.
She's coming down?
What?
She's coming down for Thanksgiving?
Fucking baby mama. Is she coming down
baby,
or?
Baby mom number one.
Yeah, December.
The real OG.
Oh, it's in December? Fuck. I thought it was Thanksgiving.
We thought it was Thanksgiving. That's why we're like, damn, James is probably in the gym right now, fucking working out, trying to get a, you know, a little bit of buffness somewhere for her.
Somewhere?
He's like, nah. Coming down. No, I'm getting pizza. For like a couple weeks.
You guys are going to be a guest on the cast, bruh. Both of you.
Did you hear him?
No, I can't.
He said, Martin said that you're going to be, like, you guys are both going to be the first couple on the podcast.
He has what?
That you're going to be the first couple on the podcast.
Fuck that.
Cut it off.
All right, dude. I'll call you back. I'll call you back later. Pointless.
All right. Late. You sound like you just woke up to go get pizza and then go back to sleep.
That's James for you,
he's
ladies.
He's gonna nod it while he's sleeping.
I've had pizza,
bro. I haven't slept in past 8 o'clock in the years, bro. Like, yeah, that sucks.
It's because you got kids, fool. Fuck,
it's your fault.
No, but don't you feel weird? Like all of a sudden you wake up at 11, you're like, fuck.
Feel
like,
great.
The day's almost over.
No.
No?
No.
You know how much you can get done before 11 o'clock?
Yeah, but if you're sleeping in, that's when you're getting done. Yeah. Catching up on your sleep.
Sleeping. Getting rest. Recuperating. Getting your mind right.
So we're going to do a countdown for December for James. And we're going to do a countdown like, when's baby mama coming down? We have updates every weekend.
I feel like that's going to be so... I wouldn't even...
It's going to be awkward.
I know, bro. Fuck.
Let him. Imagine like we're hanging out. He brings her around.
She's like, because
it felt awkward me saying it. Like, just James. Just, imagine just James is sitting here with her. And he's just like, fuck it, that's gay, all lame and shit. She's like all in love with him. Like, oh my god, I love that.
He has a fucking legit ass batting average, huh? He hits home runs all day.
He's only had sex 3 times. Yes. Every time he's had a kid.
That's hilarious.
Three pump McGee right there.
Three pump. Everyone fuck.
That's fucking hilarious.
Imagine.
So what are we going to do? What is it called? The
White Elephant?
White Elephant. There you go.
The weekend before, I'm thinking.
So we're going to pick names out of the bucket or what?
Yeah, we should probably use
pick
the
bucket. You don't pick a name, you pick a number. Because we all buy a gift. And then we just... So yeah, I pick one.
Because
so
a I get to gift pick exchange a gift. Is just a name. And the numbers... So we fight over the gift, right? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I'm getting some hilarious shit. So.
Don't fucking buy dildos and shit, you fucking weirdo. Bring it from
black
set.
Dildo at home.
You're going to bring it from set, huh?
You would.
No, I have a black dildo at home. I need to bring a gift to somebody.
You got a re-gift? You got that shit for real?
Yeah.
By who?
My sister.
Dude, it can't be
useful. Even she knows.
No, because they put us on this, it's called Elfster or something like that. And you can put it on your wish list. So I just to be funny, I put a fucking black dildo on there.
Sure.
Oh, just to be funny.
And then I ended up getting it. And I was like, fuck.
Every week.
So wait, so what'd you do with it? Where's it at?
Yeah, it's in the...
You can't re-gift something that's used, man.
No, nah, it's in the closet somewhere.
What?
Well, let's hit it. I don't know where it is.
So you guys kept it?
Yeah, hit it in your butt.
Huh? You guys kept it?
Hey, just in case.
Foodie in your booty, remember?
Yeah, we kept it because I was going to give it to somebody.
Or you kept it for a rainy day or what?
Rainy day.
Just like, oh, you never know.
Just when things slow down, like, hey, we still got this.
Spice up the room.
Nah, it smells crazy too. Like it's a
what?
I thought you didn't use it.
I didn't use it, but when you open it, you smell. I smelt it.
Did you smell the tip, the shaft, or the balls?
The staff part.
Oh, so you just put your nose to the staff?
I just opened it and smelled it.
Oh, okay.
What did it taste like?
I didn't taste it.
What the fuck, dude?
This shit's big, too. Comes with the balls. I guess you can just sit it up. What's like dildo, bro? It's not the mechanical ones.
It's all floppy in your closet somewhere. Imagine one day your kids are looking for something and they find that shit. They're just like, what the fuck? And now automatically you're going to be like, dad's weird.
That's totally dad's.
That's dad's. He's laughing because he knows it's true.
You're going to get all mad. What do you do with my stuff?
told you not to go to that room.
What will you tell him what it is?
I'll get rid of it soon.
How long have you had it?
A year.
Yeah, since last Christmas.
Oh, so you're going to get rid of it soon?
Yeah.
But you had it for a year already, fool. You should have got rid of it then and there.
Yeah, but out of sight, out of mind. I haven't seen it for a minute.
Just keep it in your trunk just in case you ever get in a fight. You go pull that out. Like, beat someone with it.
Someone tries to break into my shit. Find a dildo in there. Fuck.
So you're worried?
Yeah.
You're worried what the robbers are going to think about you? What the
they'll
fuck?
They'll probably leave your car alone after that. They'll be like, ugh. You know,
when we help Steppy move shit, you should bring it and just put it in a random box. What the fuck, Chris?
You should, dude.
That'd be hilarious. That should be I'm going to do that here.
Where were we supposed to do that? Like 2 weeks ago?
Next weekend, I guess.
We keep saying next weekend.
We can't do it next weekend. It's right after the holiday.
Yeah, it's Christmas. Or not Christmas.
Christmas or whatever.
Black
it
Friday.
Is.
Thanksgiving.
Bull. Is anyone going Black Friday shopping?
Online. I'm going to do Cyber Monday. I'm going to get that backpack.
Well, that's Monday, not
I'm
Friday.
I'm going to be working.
Bull. Yeah. I always lock
myself
in the house.
Melissa has to work
house.
Friday, so we ain't doing that shit no more.
I might go to Ontario Reign, the hockey team. They have a buy one, get one free, like, tickets to go watch hockey game. It's pretty cool.
I feel like they have that all the time.
No, I always just buy a bunch of beer the night before and lock myself in the house on Friday.
Are you coming down here?
Oh, yeah, yeah, but there? no one's going to be there, right?
You're, oh, yeah. You're gonna you guys want to come over and do some karaoke? I know Martin
I'm
does.
I'm down to do karaoke. Where, in Chinatown or some shit?
At my place. I got karaoke
at my
place.
He has a karaoke machine.
No, I want to go out and feel the ambiance. I want to be surrounded by people.
I heard there's a lot, like in K-Town.
I want to go to Koreatown. I haven't really fucked around in Koreatown.
I've been there once. Some friends.
I'm down to... I really just want to sing.
That used to be Scott's spot. I used to always build it.
I don't know. I used to want... I used to do, like, R&B, but I might want to bring it up a little bit. Something a little...
Give us kind of like a...
Oh, I'd have to think about it in practice. Probably some like a soft rock type shit.
I could see you in drag.
Elton John or something.
I don't know why. I could see you in drag for some reason.
I'm good looking as fuck. We already established this with that Snapchat filter. I was the best looking female in here.
Well, you look like a rat. you look like a rat. You look like Splinter. I didn't want to say anything that day.
Bullying is still going on to this day.
Yep.
And I'm alive. I haven't shot nobody. Shot no schools up.
That's what makes America great, fool. Bullying.
Fucking the fuck the way it kind of is. That's what we do in other countries. We just bully other countries.
We just bully everyone. Look at our president. He's fucking bully as fuck.
I feel like you need to be bullied, though. It gives you character.
Not everyone, dude.
You're
not
able
everyone
to make fun of people and like joke around. I can't hang out with people that if I make fun of you, then you get like all sad and sensitive and shit.
That's
what happened to you all the time.
No, I don't. I can fucking give it back too. Fuck you guys.
No, there's been times when you shut down. You're like,
fuck you guys.
It's called comedy.
Nah, bro.
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, don't cry. It's okay.
You know how hard it's been out here in these streets? Wearing glasses, looking like fucking Asian Harry Potter. Filipino Harry Potter.
You look like that?
He's like, no, that was someone else.
I used to bully.
I don't remember really bullying anybody like that, though.
I bullied
people. Like, I insane. Did. I was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like, one specific person you... like bully the shit out of it. I don't remember doing that.
I remember like a lot of people, but there was one specifically. I don't remember his name now. It was like Kobe or Colby or I forget his
Where
name.
Where is he now?
I have no idea. Mm. I think his mom took him out of the school.
You did it that bad?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, it wasn't just me. It was other friends, but I remember like I was pretty bad
too. Why was there something wrong with him?
No, he was just like this nerdy kid, and like it was just one of those things. Like,
yeah, like you know, you can't help it. Like,
you can't help it. You just talk shit, and then his mom got involved, and that's when I was like, oh. His mom cornered me one time when I was walking home because we used to walk home from elementary.
She's white.
Yeah, white lady, and she was like, "Stop talking shit to my son," and da da da. And then I remember I was like, "Fuck," like, you know, just 90s kids, like, "Fuck you, bitch," like, "Don't fucking talk shit to you too." Yeah, like, cause dude, like, a fucking grown ass lady is cornering me, like,
and she's fat.
No, she was like just a normal lady, but like she was a little bit younger too. But it's like, dude, you know how bad that is? Like, she could have probably went to jail for that type of shit.
She and, like, hit you maybe?
Huh?
She hit you maybe?
Well, I know, but she's still not supposed to approach another fucking kid. Like that, if it's a school problem, you have to go to like the school.
Yeah.
And then I remember I was like, the first thing is like fucking.
Oh, now you want to follow the rules?
You're an idiot, Martin. Fucking guy. Sometimes your jokes just don't work. But he's all fuck.
You gotta keep working on the hour, folks.
Those punchlines just aren't hitting.
You're back to minute one and shit.
I remember all the moms were like fat.
Dude, that was. I got in a fight at school one time because I bullied a kid.
With
like,
a kid?
Yeah, like I. It was in high school. I think I was in, no, it was middle school. I think I was in eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way out of class, like, we always used to fuck with this kid. And, like, out of nowhere, I just tripped him on the way out. So he stumbled a little bit. And I laughed. A couple other people just chuckled. We walked out. And out of nowhere, walking to my other class, I just feel someone, like, I feel a tap on the back of my head. This will punch me. And I was like, what the fuck was that? Like, I turned around and he's got his fists up and I'm like, oh god damn it. I'm like, really? I'm like, are you really gonna do this right now? He's like, fucking let's go. Like, he was that pissed off. I was like, some other dude. Like, I looked at my friend, I gave him my backpack, I was like, here, hold my shit. So I started hitting him, bah, 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 bah. Got him out into like, because we had this little courtyard in between like the two classroom rows.
Yeah.
So I boxed him out into the middle of the grass, and I just remember like a big old circle of kids standing around me like, fucking hit him. And I stopped for like, it seemed like fucking like 10 seconds, but it was probably like one.
Yeah.
And I looked around, I was like, god damn it, I'm in a fight. Like, this is dumb. Yeah. I'm like, why did I do this? And all of a sudden, like, he lunges towards me and I fucking pull back and just like a haymaker, just boom, hit him, and he flies back. This kid had braces too, so he just like
busted his mouth.
Yeah, his cheeks were stuck to his braces.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, and then the teachers came out and just put my hands up and walked away. I was like, oh shit, like
I'm in trouble.
Yeah,
fucking. I always remember this fucking story because I used to go to the principal's office a lot, and it was in third grade. It was me, my buddy Adam. Now, you probably met Adam. You probably forgot who it was. White boy Adam. Adam Nunes. He was really good at football.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah, dude. He used to live with
Andy for a while, but. And our other buddy, Randy.
Adam, right where?
So we used to get in trouble so much. And they would get us in trouble for stupid ass shit. We used to draw, like, South Park characters. And, like, you know, that was bad back then. We'd get in trouble for that. We'd get in trouble for bullying people, blah, blah, blah. So it would always be on the wall. You had to sit on the wall. It was so bad. If we didn't get in trouble for a week, we'd be able to get something out of the treasure box. And then it's just funny because one time I think we were, like, talking shit on this big girl, Megan Berry. That's literally her name. She's cool. Megan. Cool. We still have it on Facebook. We're cool now.
What's she look like now?
Same. But but one time we all went in there. They took all three of us in there, and the principal was like, all right, do you guys know why you're in here? We're like, yeah. No, I think we were like, nah, I don't know. Why are we in here? And then he goes and he's like, let me read the transcript to you guys. So Megan claims that, and then he fucking starts laughing, but he's trying to hold himself from laughing. And then he fucking like kind of catches himself, and then he was like it reads, "Hey Megan, we're gonna go parachuting. Can we borrow your underwear?" And then we all start laughing. He starts laughing, and then that was the first time.
Was Megan?
He was no. He was like a male. Like, it was kind of bro code. Like, come on guys. Like,
you can't do that. Like, come on.
He's like, I have to put you guys on the wall for whatever day.
Damn, I remember the wall. Fuck.
So we had to sit.
I used to get
wall.
In trouble a lot in elementary too. Nice. That me and that wall became pretty good friends, dude.
After a while, I was like, I don't want to get in trouble. It was boring. Like,
you guys
at first,
get
it was
beat
fun.
At home. For getting in trouble?
No, because I was really good at hiding it. Like, he would get mad at me sometimes because I'm like, oh, I talked my way out of it with Miss Scarborough. He's like, you're stupid. You're getting in trouble one day. Because I would, like, I could make it so, like, they'll never send shit home. Or I would just talk my way out of shit. But But it, we were so bad that they split us up. They made us go to all different schools. I stayed at Terrace. One went to Rosemary. One went to the over by where you used to live.
Yeah.
But that's just fucking funny.
But the whole wall thing was funny. Like, oh, you're in trouble. You got to go sit at the wall while people are on recess. And people, like your friends will run up like, hey, are you okay? Like, yeah, just sitting at the wall. Yeah. Like, you want something to drink? Like, yeah, go get him something to drink.
I don't know how I ever fucking met you guys. Cause I never did.
Fucking yard duties would just blow the whistle. Get away from the wall. Yeah. Get away
from the wall. And then, like, you would find little rocks in the grass and throw it at other people on the wall. Like,
yeah.
You'd be bored as fuck.
Fucking assholes.
You get in the wall for anything, though, like playing teller ball and fucking hitting a stupid kid in the face.
You guys remember? Like, you guys remember that show on Nickelodeon called Wild Crazy Kids?
Yeah.
So, it basically, that show was just like a competition, right? So, like, the kids would just do like crazy stuff, like, you know, playing soccer, like crabs and stuff like that. It was just like a dumb show on
crab
fucking
soccer.
Like, yeah, crab soccer on Nickelodeon. So, like, a couple of my friends in elementary, we were so into that show that we will call ourselves Ball Crazy Kids. And we were just go around punking other kids at the tetherball ball courts. And
punking, that was a word.
Yeah. Like, just messing around with kids, right? And then they sent us all to the principal's office, and they're like, oh, why do you guys call each other Wild Crazy Kids? And we told them, like, oh, because of this show, this and that. Like, you know, that's why everyone's calling you guys now, right? So that's basically a gang. So if you guys come back in here, we're going to expel you and this and that. Blah, blah. I was like, what the fuck? Like, God damn. We were on the wall for like a month. It was crazy.
I remember Tony is on the podcast, but he fucking, remember we're in elementary and you go by tracks, like blue track, red track, yeah. And then, you know, your track's off for a month and then they're on, whatever. So I was off. I think I was red track. And he was blue track. He was on. And he got suspended and because there was this kid, Christopher Faust. He looked just like him. And then they would always compare the two and then they would play basketball. And I think probably the kid might have juked Tony. I don't know what it was, but Tony ended up punching him. I'm like, ugh. That's probably when he started hanging around with us. And fucking, it's funny because he gets suspended, and the next day he's like, hey, let's go look for him. I'm like, what? Yeah, let's go look for him. So we rode our bikes to the elementary school in the back during recess time, and he was like, yeah, trying to find him. It was funny.
I remember ditching in elementary. Where the fuck was I going to go? Now that I think about it, I remember, like, because, like, where the lunch line was at, that gate was always open. I remember we just walked to my friend's house across the street and we'll play video games.
Oh, I did do that once. For like, that. For playing video games.
Yeah, to play video games.
Like, but we came back.
Yeah, we came back. It's like, if no one's going to notice and shit, you're in one classroom the whole day and shit in elementary.
I think the best thing about elementary was the book fair. Because it just seemed like that week, like, it was just chill. Go get a book. You have the fucking imagination machine. You have minimum days. You get fucking snacks and shit.
Did you guys ever? Did you guys ever walk to school on an off day?
What?
Oh, like, yeah, I've done that a couple times.
Like vacation day.
Like, I wake up like, oh shit, I'm late for school, and I'm walking to school.
You
like,
get there,
oh,
there's no one there. No. I did that. I remember this one specific time. I get to school, like, I'm walking slow as hell because I'm tired, and I get there, and on the other side of the school, like two blocks away, there's another kid. Like, we both look up at the same time and look at each other. We look around. There's no one there. We put our heads down, and we both turn around and walk back the other way.
Movie scene.
Yeah. We both had that moment, like, fuck, why do we walk to school right now?
I've actually done that, like, as an adult. Like, I think, like, a week ago, I woke up on my day off from work. I was all in a hurry, too. I'm like, fuck, I only got 10 minutes left. What am I going to do? Should I call? Like, I was thinking, looking at how much time I have and all that to call and be like, hey, I'm going to be an hour late. Here's some time, whatever. And, like, it's funny. Like, I took a shower, everything. I was getting ready. I was making oatmeal. And my dad goes, like, you're going to work today? It's overtime or what? I was like, what do you mean it's overtime? He's like, it's Monday. I was like, oh, shit. Let's go get some breakfast then.
Yeah, or like when you wake up, and you, the same thing. Like, you just feel like you're late to school, but it's like the afternoon or something. You're like, oh, fuck. And that fucking
Have you ever felt like that as an adult? Like, you're late to school?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I still feel that. I don't go to school anymore, obviously, but it's like, I feel like, oh, fuck.
I have to go to high school. Wait, no. That's been over with, like, for 10 years now.
I've had a nightmare of me going back to school as an adult and shit. Back in high school, like, oh, they found out that I didn't pass a class or some shit. Like, oh, you gotta go back because your diploma is gonna get taken away from you.
That's like, that, like, fucking fuck. That movie with what's his name?
Billy Madison.
Billy Madison. Yeah,
I'd kill fucking high school right now.
the fuck out of him. No, you would not, dude.
Same dude.
Your teachers are just looking at you like, so you haven't amounted to nothing, huh?
Yeah. He's still getting held back. He's like, yeah. Fuck, there was something else I was going to say about that. Fucking, I don't remember. Did you like any of the fucking snacks or like the lunch that you used to get?
I like the burritos.
Auburndale Middle School, yeah, and Miguel Jr.
In elementary, they used to bring in pizza from, fuck, I forgot.
God damn, you're rich.
Yeah, I forgot what pizza place it was, but like it was like a dollar a slice.
Yeah, Josiah gets that now. He's in
but that shit was bomb as fuck. Like it had a lot of herbs Fridays in it.
I didn't get that till high school.
Yeah.
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 The high school pizza sucked. The elementary school pizza was fucking bomb as hell. I don't remember where they got it from though.
I remember the taco snacks.
Yeah.
Those things were bomb.
I remember the taco ranch snacks
with like burritos.
Well, you didn't ever got free lunch though, right?
Yeah, because I got free breakfast. That's where my favorite breakfast was.
You would get breakfast
pizza.
I'll trip out on those people.
The pizza, yeah. That shit's fucking funny. Well, I would ride my bike to school and I would just. It was hilarious because I'd ride my bike to school and I'd throw my helmet in the bushes. And I ride to school, and then I come back, and then put my helmet on.
You would ride with a helmet? That's hilarious.
You got fucking listen to my story right now? I'm a fucking rebel, and I threw it in the bushes.
But the fact that you like
that you had the helmet, that was
yeah, fucking I get fucking beat if I didn't have a fucking helmet on, bro. God damn. That's grow up different, okay?
But I remember
that's why I was like, that's why hearing your guys' shit, I was like, how the fuck did I even gravitate to you hanging out with you guys? I didn't do none of that bad shit.
I remember growing up, like walking home in elementary, like there was just certain houses you knew not to do shit. There was this house that it was, we would say it's the wall.
Oh, yeah.
You'd walk on top of it. Like it was just one of those walls that's like fucking short, so you can just walk on top of it for fun, just something to do on your walk home. And then the fucking person would always come out and chase you out.
Remember, so it's always like, remember they chased us in the car?
Yeah, yeah, like
we had to run into the park, and we laid at a certain angle where a hill was at, but he couldn't see us. Like we just kept walking, seeing the car go around the park, like him looking for us and shit. We're like, we felt like prisoners.
What were they gonna do though?
So, I always know,
because when we'd get chased, I'd be like, now that I think about it, like, what could they actually do to you?
Well, yeah. Well, when you're a kid, you don't think about.
But we did it on purpose. We wanted that to happen because it was fun.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying.
We like to destruct people's lives.
Martin has to kill the fun out of everything. What are we gonna do? I'm just gonna stand.
I'm just saying. If you think about it now, let's say kidnap you or something. Have you ever thought how do people get kidnapped and live in communities like the house are close together and they never know that someone's in that house? You know what I mean?
Well, it's pretty easy. Like, we really don't talk to our neighbors. Like, we don't know anything about them, really, now. But back in the day, like, you knew all your neighbors and shit. But yeah.
Do you know your neighbors?
I mean, that's how our parents met. Like,
yeah.
But I'm saying, like, him. Do you even know your neighbors?
No one lives in the house next to us.
How do you know there's not someone trapped in that house?
That's what I'm saying. We don't. But I'm just saying, it's crazy how that's...
Well, be more proactive. Fool. Know what the fuck's going on around you. Fuck.
Yeah, I say hi to my neighbors when I'm, like, walking out and in, but they just kind of just stare at me. Yeah. Like, hey, what's up? They're like,
What's wrong with this fucker?
Yeah. Dude, every time I visit, fucking, you can just smell some bomb-ass food over there.
Hell yeah.
Like, they use all kinds of spices. They're like Armenians, right?
Are you upstairs or downstairs? Or what do you live in? Like, a townhome? Or, like, is it an apartment?
It's an apartment. It's a little apartment complex that's kind of square. It's really tiny.
Are you upstairs or downstairs?
Upstairs. Upstairs in the corner.
Your apartment's kind of big, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is big.
Yeah, it's nice.
Do your neighbors bitch at you, the ones that live underneath?
No. No one bitches.
Yeah, it's a trip because it feels like a little community when you go in there. There's like flowers and shit. It's all trippy. Like,
do you guys have a pool? There's chairs. Yeah.
They're like fucking hanging their clothes like outside and shit. No, it's tiny.
It's literally tiny. Like, it's like, I don't know how to explain it.
It's just like a two-row thing.
It's like a square. Like
just thing. Think of two like squares square stacked on top of each other.
And then like the middle part is just where the stairs are.
Yeah,
like the courtyard. It's like the there's like one tree in the middle.
Yeah, it's a trip. It's kind of cool.
Pretty nice, actually.
Yeah.
Barbecues, so we're gonna go do karaoke's or what? There's no room for karaoke. There's no room for barbecues.
Go. I'm down to go karaoke. I don't want to go to your house, but we can go to your house and pregame it. We can go to your house and pregame, but I want to go somewhere.
Well, I mean, you got Glendale.
Have an audience.
Yeah.
Or you got anywhere. That's what's cool about his house. Like, you can Uber from there, so why have to deal with
Joey? Yeah, we can go to Hollywood from
or,
there.
Or that downstairs fucking bar we went to. Don't they have karaoke there?
They used to. They changed owners. They changed the name, and now they have like 300 TVs in there. It's all sports. It's like all the same fucking channel.
Sounds even better then, huh?
Not really, no.
Oh, you don't like sports, so.
Yeah.
The pool hall. You
have to figure out what night is a karaoke.
Well, no, I say it's not good because their drinks are fucking expensive.
Oh.
Their pool hall. What's that place called? It's like a big-ass pool hall.
Mr. Furley's.
That place is fucking huge. It's dope, too.
That whole area is
tight. It gets fucking packed. It gets packed as fuck
in
there.
I need to go.
I still have this
in my pocket. Pool table where, like, in the break room now. Never played it because no one plays it. And then just start calling fools out.
You should. Do
it. That's what I did at the when I worked at the dental lab, and then I just fucking beat everybody.
You should just get a whiteboard and just write everyone's name and then start crossing them off when you fucking like a kill list.
Or not even cross them off, be like wussed out or some shit just to make it
mad. And then walk by their desk, be like, you're next.
Just put .. bitch.
Or like, you know how, or like those fucking old killers like in movies or whatever, where you get like a fucking ace card, like you serve them like a card, and that means like, or the black hand, like, fuck.
What does this mean? You're just staring at him from across
everyone
the room,
around. Everyone around them is just like, oh fuck, you should leave town now.
There's a fucking tumbleweed out of nowhere, like a fucking showdown.
Oh, you know what I watched the other day? Because this fucking idiot at work thought it was funny as hell, so he put on this movie. And he's like, oh, just watch it. It's a lot of action, this and that. And I was like, all right, whatever. And I'm watching it. And just like for like 5 minutes, it was just like cars passing on this road. And I was just like, what's going to happen? He's like, oh, just wait. And nowhere, it was that fucking movie. It was that Rubber. It was about that tire. That killer tire. I was like, what the fuck?
Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah, I did.
How'd you like it?
It was fucking stupid. There's just like this girl just running. But
you couldn't stop watching it.
Because it was so stupid, yeah. It was like, it was so stupid that it was good. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, it's like that karate movie we saw. Fuck that movie.
What is it? The Art of Self-Defense?
Yeah. Oh my God. This shit is dumb. It's with the guy that from the Facebook movie. And he just...
Oh, it's the new one?
Yeah, that's what we talked about when Tim was here.
Yeah, I know, but I just got to remind the people.
It was that stupid?
It was pretty dumb.
I don't know. It can't be as stupid as the Rubber. This fucking girl was running for a mile in a straight line, and the fucking tire was just chasing it.
Yeah.
And it finally caught up to her and just fucking ran her over, and she just blew up.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah,
the tire has fucking psychic powers somehow.
Yeah.
And it starts to shake, and then someone blows up.
Yeah,
it's Kirby's tire.
Someone put millions of dollars
even in one scene. Fucking the tire was eating someone.
Yeah,
like it's a fucking tire. Like, how the fuck are you eating?
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Shit, it must have been.
And
like
supposedly, there's a sequel where the tire falls in love with a girl too. Like, I was like, what the fuck? He's like, yeah, man, you should watch that. I was like, dude, what's wrong with you? Why don't we even fucking talk to you? Like, you're fucking weird. We all have those weird coworkers that fucking are weird as shit.
Yeah.
But somehow you talk to him because you have to.
Well, you watch.
I like how you stare at me after that.
No, there's this other guy too. There's this other guy that a couple of weeks ago we made fun of him. Yes, we're bullies. Because fucking he was talking about his dream is to fucking create something in his backyard, like a track where he could train fucking mice.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like obstacle courses. Because he says one of the greatest movies out there is fucking Stuart Little and something else. And like they're all with mice and rats. I was like, what the fuck?
See, like, this is why bullying exists.
Yeah,
so,
dude.
So you could punk someone into not thinking stupid shit like that.
he's a grown-ass man, too. He's close to his 50s, too. And I was just like sitting there like, what the fuck's wrong with him? And then I was like, fuck. And then I started panicking. What the fuck is wrong with me that this place hired this person to work with me? Like, what's wrong with me? How did I get this job with this person? Like, what the fuck? I started analyzing myself like, what's wrong with me?
What am I doing with my life right now?
Why is he sitting next to me in the same place? I was like, God damn, this motherfucker. Fucked me up. It made me want to hit him and shit. Like, you made me feel a certain way, you motherfucker.
When was the last time you really wanted to hit somebody?
Oh, yesterday.
Shit, I
have anger problems.
What about you?
I haven't, not recently, but like I want to hit people all the time, but they're not in front of me. Like they're in a car or something like that. Is someone right in front of me? I haven't.
Like that. Why in a car? Like road rage? Because
people are stupid. I feel like everyone's in a rush to get to nowhere.
Yeah.
And I'm just a cruiser. I just cruise, baby.
Everyone is.
Yeah, I just cruise, baby.
I remember the last time I wanted to hit someone.
That was standing in front, like around you.
Yeah, it was my nephew's dad, who's a fucking cop. He's a fucking piece of shit. A
fucking cop?
Are you allowed to fight a cop that's not on duty?
Well, probably not, no.
No, he's probably, still a cop.
He's still a cop and still
going to fucking jail. He's still a civil servant.
But no, it was when my nephew like exploded his fucking knees, and me and my sister left because his grandma got there. And we're like, okay, cool. Like, take care of him for a little minute. Like, we're going to go get something to eat because we've been here for fucking days in his room. So me and my sister leave for maybe an hour. We come back. His dad's there, and he changed all his fucking meds. He told the fucking nurses to give him like Tylenol instead of, I think, Dilaudid.
I know.
Dilaudid is stronger than morphine.
Oh, fuck.
But this dude's knees exploded. Like, he needs strong pain meds because he's fucking in bed, like, with half knees right now. Like,
he fell or something?
Huh? He was on a trampoline. He had a trampoline accident.
Dude, I remember when
like, his tendons, ligaments, like, ripped. So his kneecaps were up here, on like up his legs, and his muscles were
like
all
when
torn.
When you come down, you just go, yeah. On like, it's just one of those weird jokes.
Yep. So his knees exploded.
How old was he?
Shit. This was a couple years ago?
No. It's like a year ago.
Was he a year ago?
So he was 15 or 16.
Fuck.
Yeah.
He's a big 15 or 16.
Yeah.
Though. Yeah, but does he play sport? Because once your knees are gone, they're fucking, you're fucked. You're done.
Yeah. No, he doesn't do any of that. Mm. But yeah, his dad came in and told the nurses, like, oh, I don't want him to get hooked on pain meds, blah, blah, blah.
Well, he was looking after him. I'll give him that credit.
No, but when you fuck up yourself that bad, like, what the hell is Tylenol going to do?
I mean, I get both sides of it.
Yeah. So I remember, like, I got in, and, like, my nephew's crying. Like, you could see the pain in his fucking face. Like, there's tears coming out of his eyes, but he's not saying anything. He's not breathing. Because he's just clenching, like, just trying to get through the pain. And I saw him. I was like, what's wrong with you? And he's like, my dad changed my meds. Like, he, like, just barely got that out. We're like, what the fuck? And, like, I stared him down. My sister's like, go outside before you do something. I was like, oh, fuck. So, I spent, like, half an hour just pacing back and forth in front of his room while my sister's yelling at him in the room.
Fuck.
I remember when you found out that he busted his
knees. That shit
knees.
Was fucked up.
We were all on acid after Lollapalooza.
But we were laughing, though. Yeah. Because you just said, my nephew's knees exploded, and we're like, what?
Yeah, because I couldn't believe it either. Like, it wasn't registering. I couldn't figure out, like, what the hell was going on.
To be honest, like, that was one of the funnest moments, too, because we fucking roasted your feet for about an hour.
Did we record that?
No.
We should have, because this fool's feet fucking looks like Moses walked the desert.
I feel like we recorded part of it. I gotta check my phone, but we roasted his fucking ugly ass feet.
Yeah.
Oh, I snapped it, so it's probably on my stories.
Hmm? You had sandals on?
No, before, like right when I got to Chicago, I was trying to catch the train and the thing wouldn't take my card. Apparently the card readers out there are backwards, so the stripe goes on the other side, and I was already fucked up from drinking on the plane the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't, like, every time I put my card in, it would just error out. So I couldn't get a ticket for the fucking train. So I finally kicked the shit out of it and busted my toe. And I kicked it so hard that my nail fell off.
Yeah,
my big toenail just fucking fell off. So, well, it was purple for a while, but it fell off like a month later.
So imagine that. And then he gets there the night before, and then we party for a whole fucking day and night. We get home, I don't know what time.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the morning.
Just walking around the festival.
And then he fucking finally takes his shoe off, and then he shows us.
Yeah, that's
his
just
foot.
Swollen. It's bleeding. And like,
it was fucked up.
It was nasty as hell.
Like, we're just fucking roasting. You're like, that foot's been around since fucking hieroglyphics.
Yeah.
Like, we're just fucking saying the stupidest shit. It was funny as fuck.
We went on for hours.
How's it look now?
Thanks for that, though. Like, that helped. That helped me out. Like, it really did, because I was thinking about my fucking nephew's exploded knees for a while, and I was like, fuck. Like, I was stressing out because I was in Chicago. I couldn't do anything.
Oh, you're welcome. We were just doing our bully stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Thank you, buddy.
Our normal stuff.
Thanks.
And I remember, like, I was ready to tap out. I was going to bed, and then and fucking my nephew's knees exploded. I start cracking up and get right back up and get back to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember us going, everyone going to their rooms, and this was to his couch, and we're just still laughing in their separate rooms, like this fucking guy. Fucking Lollapalooza. Well, that's going to happen at Coachella. Yep. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Hopefully I don't bust my toe again.
Well, let's end it here. Fucking goddamn, dude. I slept wrong. This shit still hurts. So send me some pain meds. What?
So we're getting old.
I just slept wrong.
On my backpack yesterday and got a kink in my neck. I was like, fuck.
get some of that CBD cream for my sister, Paul.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Fucking. The one for dogs?
Mm-hmm.
7125media.com, 7125media everywhere. Reach out at info@7125media.
Wow.
Shit, I haven't hit stop. There.